This is Inside Indiana Business Radio for the afternoon of Friday, March 8th, 2024. I'm Kate Sharon. Delaware County will soon have an Isaiah 117 house, which serves as a space where DCS can take kids removed from an unsafe home environment while they wait a few hours to a couple of days for a foster family placement. The county has signaled its full support with a land donation and $200,000 to build the house. Location leader Hannah Kaufman.
Currently, when a child is removed, the caseworker, removes them from their home and they take them back to their office. And I mean, they do the best they can, but realistically, it's a sea of cubicles and conference rooms. But then also for the child, I mean, they have just went through something so traumatic that they deserve and they need that one-on-one full attention on that day. So instead, with the Isaiah House in place, the children will never have to enter that office.
The two-bedroom home will seek to provide a safe space for kids coming from a lack of such, Kaufman said. The child will walk into a house with a room full of new clothes to choose from, a bed, and a volunteer ready to make the child as comfortable and safe as possible. The U.S. Olympic swim trials will be accompanied by an attendance record, a landmark piece of public art, and a free concert series, organizers said Thursday during a preview event for the June 15th through 23rd competition at Lucas Oil Stadium. The trials that determine the 26 male swimmers and 26 female swimmers for the U.S. Olympic team will be presented in a football stadium for the first time, and NBC plans to devote 9 consecutive nights of primetime telecasts to the trials. When temporary pools are installed at Lucas Oil Stadium, the venue's capacity is expected to be 32,000. According to the International Swimming Hall of Fame, the largest crowd for an indoor swim meet was 25,000 at the 1936 Olympics in Berlin. Indiana is ranked number 3 in Site Selection Magazine's annual list of the top 100 micropolitans, with 13 Hoosier communities having new corporate facility projects underway. Leading Indiana was Angola, which is the number 3 ranked micropolitan overall in the U.S., with 10 projects, according to the magazine. The other Indiana communities were Richmond at number 13, Warsaw and Huntington at number 17, Marion at number 29, Logansport at number 44, and Connersville, Crawfordsville, Decatur, Plymouth, Seymour, Wabash, and Washington tied at number 84. From the number 1 source for Indiana business news, this is Inside Indiana Business Radio.
Southwest Indiana, your bold future starts here. IBJ Media, Inside Indiana Business, and the IEDC invite you to the 3rd annual Engage Southwest Indiana, April 12th in Evansville, presented by CareSource, Indiana University, and Old National Bank. Connect with fellow business and community leaders. Discover programs aligned to your region's unique needs and walk away with bold new thinking for Southwest Indiana's future growth. RSVP now at ibj.com/engage.
Eli Lilly said Friday that the U.S. Food and Drug Administration is subjecting a proposed Alzheimer's drug to additional review, a surprise move that will delay regulatory action on a medication that was widely expected to be approved this month. IIB's Alex Brown has more.
The FDA will hold an advisory committee meeting to scrutinize the safety and effectiveness of donanemab, a drug designed to attack a sticky substance in the brain known as amyloid beta, which has been linked to the debilitating Alzheimer's disease that affects some 6 million Americans. The call for additional scrutiny surprised Lilly executives, who noted that it is unusual for such a review to occur after the FDA has given an anticipated date to make a decision on approval. Clinical trials have shown that donanemab slows cognitive decline of people in the early stages of Alzheimer's, but the promise of amyloid-targeting drugs remains divisive within the field. Donanemab is administered once a month by infusion, and only certain medical centers can perform the procedure. Given logistical constraints, Lilly has said that it expects the initial launch of the drug to reach a limited number of patients and only contribute modestly to its earnings once approved. Lilly's stock price was down less than 2% in early Friday trading to $764.10 per share. Alex Brown, Inside Indiana Business Radio.
America's employers delivered another healthy month of hiring in February, adding a surprising 275,000 jobs and again showcasing the U.S. economy's resilience in the face of high interest rates. Last month's job growth marked an increase from a revised gain of 229,000 jobs in January. At the same time, the unemployment rate ticked up 0.2 of a point in February to 3.9%. Though that was the highest rate in 2 years, it is still low by historic standards. And it marked the 25th straight month in which joblessness remained below 4%, the longest such streak since the 1960s. Yet despite sharply lower inflation, a healthy job market, and a record high stock market, many Americans say they are unhappy with the state of the economy, a sentiment that is sure to weigh on President Joe Biden's bid for re-election. Many voters blame Biden for the surge in consumer prices that began in 2021. Though inflationary pressures have significantly eased, average prices remain about 17% above where they stood 3 years ago. Indianapolis-based Best Equipment and Welding is expanding its Indiana footprint with a new service branch in Jeffersonville. The company said the move is in response to the growing needs of its clients in southern Indiana and the surrounding area. Best Equipment and Welding provides custom fabrication services and manufactures loading dock and safety equipment for a variety of applications, including warehouse and distribution, pharmaceutical manufacturers, and cold storage. The 8,000-square-foot facility in Jeffersonville is set to open later this month. West Lafayette-based Acanacure Pharmaceuticals Incorporated is one of 18 recipients of the Grants for Ag Award from Germany-based biotechnology firm Bayer. The Purdue University-affiliated startup says it will use the award to support research and development of compounds to fight fungal infections in crops. The Grants for Ag Award is an annual initiative that provides funding and expertise to researchers developing novel agricultural solutions, Purdue said in a news release. This year's awards are specifically focused on technologies for the next generation of crop protection solutions. The National Park Service on Friday announced Jason Taylor as the new superintendent of Indiana Dunes National Park. Taylor currently serves as the director of the Aldo Leopold Wilderness Research Institute in Montana. Taylor has previously worked with the National Park Service as Chief of Natural Resource Management and Science at Cape Cod National Seashore, Chief of Natural Resources for NPS's Alaska region, and Superintendent at Klondike Gold Rush National Historic Park in Alaska. Taylor will begin his new role at Indiana Dunes this spring. TPMA founder Tom Miller is this week's guest on the Business and Beyond podcast with Gary Dick, presented by PNC, a weekly conversation with high-profile Hoosiers in business, sports, entertainment, and beyond, available now from your favorite podcast provider. I'm Kate Sharon for Inside Indiana Business, Radio on Demand.